what are you hearing about what it was like to go through this?
So I've mainly been covering the northwest of Syria when it comes to this quake right now. Syria and Turkey themselves, their governments have foreign allies that can help them. The northwest of Syria doesn't have that because it's a lawless land mostly. And what I'm hearing is a kind of a desperate cry for help because there isn't enough aid, there isn't enough manpower, there isn't enough heavy machinery, there isn't enough lights, there's no electricity or internet, which cut off right after the earthquake. The situation is really, really dire. The government-held parts of Syria and Turkey are also obviously suffering really big numbers and really massive destruction. But they have systems in place that are more or less ready to respond. Syria less so, but Syria also has foreign allies, and there was an outpour of humanitarian aid offered to Syria in the aftermath of the quake. The northwest does not have that kind of support from outside. So Syria's northwest has an opposition held enclave. It's mainly in a province called Idlib, but it spills out into other provinces around it. It's run by a government called the Salvation Government. It's a pseudo-state that was kind of born out of a militant group that used to be rife with extremists and considered itself an Al-Qaeda affiliate. In the last few years, this group has kind of tried to completely rebrand itself. They don't really do much beyond attempt to provide stopgap measures and fight and do occasional battles with the Syrian government. As a result of their presence there, the Syrian government and its Russian allies still bombard the place with air raids. The most recent one was a few weeks ago. So, yeah, the government really, the Salvation government cannot really offer its residents anything, let alone salvation.
What are rescue efforts looking like in Turkey?
So Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan announced a state of emergency for 3 months in 10 regions hit to give rescuers more time to dig through the rubble of these collapsed buildings. Emergency teams have been dispatched everywhere.
Fevkalade tedbirler almamızı zorunlu hale getirmektedir. Depremin yaşandığı 10 ilimizi.
Syria has done the same, albeit with much more scant resources. There's been technicians and other rescue teams that are being dispatched from other countries in order to train and people on the ground and also relieve them. The rescue effort has kind of been very big. There's a lot of people volunteering from different countries. So that's the kind of the silver lining that we have.